A Garland for Girls by Louisa May Alcott. To R. A. Lawrence, this little book is affectionately inscribed by her grateful friend L. M. Alcott. Preface. These stories were written for my own amusement during a period of enforced seclusion. The flowers which were my solace and pleasure suggested titles for the tales and gave an interest to the work. If my girls find a little beauty or sunshine in these common blossoms, their old friend will not have made her garland in vain. L. M. Alcott, September, 1887. A Garland for Girls. Mayflowers. Being Boston girls, of course they got up a club for mental improvement. And as they were all descendants of the Pilgrim Fathers, they called it the Mayflower Club. A very good name, and the six young girls who were members of it made a very pretty posy when they met together, once a week, to sew and read well-chosen books. At the first meeting of the season, after being separated all summer, there was a good deal of gossip to be attended to before the question, "What shall we read?" came up for serious discussion. Anna Winslow, as president, began by proposing Happy Dodd, but a chorus of "I've read it" made her turn to her list for another title. Prisoners of Poverty is all about working women, very true and sad, but Mama said it might do us good to know something of the hard times other girls have, said Anna soberly, for she was a thoughtful creature, very anxious to do her duty in all ways. "I'd rather not know about sad things, since I can't help to make them any better," answered Ella Carver, softly patting the apple blossoms she was embroidering on a bit of blue satin. "But we might help if we..."